KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. Our guest in studio, Colette Doss with Psalm 51 Ministries. Colette, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
Our listeners should be somewhat familiar with Psalm 51. We visited with the founder just in the last few weeks, Dinah, and remind me the last name.
Monahan,
right. Really looking forward to seeing what's happening here on a local level, Colette. And let's back up, though, for those who missed the time when we visited with Psalm 51 Ministries recently. For those not familiar with Psalm 51 Ministries in general, kind of the, you know, any history you want to share and what they do on a national basis, including here in Albuquerque.
Yeah, I'd love to share with you. So my introduction to Psalm 51 Ministry was through my volunteer work at CareNet, Crisis Pregnancy Center. And as I was working at CareNet, I would watch the videos with the clients that we have through Bright Course, which is a streaming service. And I happened upon Dinah Monahan's videos, Giving God Your Worst and Breaking Shackles of Shame. And my background was coming from a divorce. For 10 years, I was married to a man who was abusive and had five children with him. And so my oldest five children had a lot of trauma.
Yeah.
And so as I went through those videos, I was just astounded. I was like, this is what my children need. This is amazing. And I was so excited. I was taking post-it notes and madly scribbling notes and sticking post-it notes everywhere and just so excited. At the end of that series, Dinah mentioned that she had a retreat center. And so I went home. I was like, I don't even know who this Dinah Monahan is. So I Googled her. I found her website. Realized that the retreat center was only 4 hours from Albuquerque.
Yeah, and it's in a beautiful setting.
Yes.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit in our conversation. Snowflake, I believe. Sholo, Arizona. Yeah, for those of you not familiar, listen, if you've ever, there's a point in that route where you turn left instead of right towards Heber, you go the other way, but it's alpine, it's at altitude, so it's cool. It's just a beautiful setting, and what a great place for a retreat.
Yeah, it really is beautiful. But at the time, I didn't really know anything about it, and I saw that they had some openings, so I signed up. And honestly, I was like, I can drive there, and if it turns out to be a cult, I can just get in my car and come home really fast.
Yeah.
So. We just kind of laugh about that start with me in the ministry. Of course, when I got there, I was just floored, and I really found out God was saying, you know, yeah, maybe your kids need this, but actually you need this information in this material. And he just lit a fire in my heart.
Sharing that part, sure. I almost go back to the airline, right? Put the oxygen mask on yourself first. If you have a small child.
Exactly.
just to get there and find the healing yourself.
Yes.
That you can then share, not only with your kids, but I'm sure with a lot of others.
Yes, and God's opened the door for me to share it with over 100 women in the last couple years, which I love. But our mission in Psalm 51 is to equip ordinary women to do extraordinary work by the power of the Holy Spirit, working in conjunction with the truth of God's word. And I just feel like that is exactly what he's done in my life. I'm just an ordinary person, but he has, through this ministry, equipped me to help other women. And in the process, amazingly, I've been able to watch my kids go on their own healing journey. Wow. And I felt like I've had the tools then to speak into situations as they've come up in their lives and just watch God work.
Now, what would you tell a parent, and maybe one even that has found the same kind of curriculum that you found at Psalm 51, and for whatever reason not seeing that healing and with other loved ones, whether it's kids or others, what kind of encouragement would you give them in that you know, I guess we've seen success with Psalm 51.
Yes.
And the truth is, no matter how good, I mean, we have the gospel to go share with everyone, mm-hmm. and not everyone receives
right.
the gospel. What kind of encouragement would you give to those parents that are, they are just, their hearts are breaking, and they want to see that healing in their family, but it's just not happening?
Mm-hmm. So one of the tools that we teach, and really this is a primary tool that we build everything else on in our material, is surrender to the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And one of our prayers that we pray is, Lord, I can't fix this, I can't change it, and I can't control it, but
yeah.
I can surrender it to you.
Yeah.
And it's so empowering to realize there is something we can do. As Christians, as Christian parents, we can surrender. And as we do that, it's just amazing, in my life anyway,
yeah.
to see God come in and begin to do those changes that I, as a parent, couldn't do.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, the answer really is similar to what I would say in sharing the gospel. I mean, all you can do is share this truth mm-hmm. in love and let the Spirit do what the Spirit does. Convict the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment, and change hearts.
Yes.
I appreciate that encouragement. Now, there's a whole lot more that Psalm 51 does. And before we go further, we've mentioned the ministry several times. I want to make sure you have access to the website. It's Psalm, spell it out, P-S-A-L-M, 50, Psalm 50, spelled out, .1, O-N-E. Psalm 50.1 is the website. And a lot of what we're going to talk about, you'll find there. But I'm looking forward to walking through more about the ministry in general, what it does, and what they'll find on the website as far as what's available through Psalm 51.
Yes. So on our website, we have posted the retreats that are available for next year already. And I would encourage anyone who is in the area to check those out, and what you have to do before you go to retreat is go through the video series, Giving God Your Worst and Breaking Shackles of Shame. I will be teaching Breaking Shackles of Shame starting in January at Alameda Bible Church. And I would encourage anyone who is interested to watch the Giving God Your Worst series,
uh-huh.
and then we build on that.
Okay.
And then come and participate in a class setting with Breaking Shackles of Shame. And then you would just get so much more out of retreat.
Okay, let me walk the listener through a little bit of what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
At the website, we just mentioned Psalm 50.1. At the top of the page, you'll see videos, workbooks. There's a drop-down menu under that. Click on Breaking Shackles of Shame, and it'll take you right down to Breaking Shackles of Shame. Scroll up a little bit where you can see that Giving God Your Worst video, and then watch through this video series online before signing up
right.
For this January course. It's coming January 20th. That's Tuesday nights, you said?
Yes.
6:30 to 8 o'clock each Tuesday night for 13 weeks at Alameda Bible Church at 2nd and El Pueblo in Albuquerque. Now, as far as registering for the January 20th, what are the steps for that?
Right. So if you will contact me at Colette, C-O-L-E-T-T-E, at Psalm50.1, just email me and let me know, and I will add you to my list.
Okay.
You can also contact us through the website. We have a button there that you can just click on, and that will get to me as well.
All right. Listen, we're visiting with Colette Doss, a local ministry head for Psalm 50 Ministries. Again, the website is Psalm 50, all spelled out, .1. Psalm 50, .1. And it's a national ministry, which, speaking to that, by the way, Colette, for those here in Albuquerque or who's, you know, listening in New Mexico, if maybe you're listening in Las Cruces at 88.1 FM, but we think of, you know what, I have a family member in whatever part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
What would you encourage them to do as far as, the retreats you mentioned, it's just a matter of travel just
right.
to get there. But Again, they can go through those resources. Is there a way to connect with someone like yourself in other communities?
Yes. So we have also on our website, there is a place if you want more information, you can click on that and we will connect you to a leader who's been trained through our material. And we have them all across the United States, probably in the time zone that you're looking for, who could take them through one-on-one.
Okay. Listen, we're up against a break. Colette, can you stay with us?
Yes, I'd love to.
I'd like to, if we can, when we come back from the break. Now, I don't want to steal all your thunder for the 13 weeks, mm-hmm. but can you kind of walk us through some of that curriculum that's going to be happening in January and the 13 weeks to follow?
Yes.
Get a good taste, a good sneak peek at what those that would be participating would encounter. We're going to take a break and come back with more with Colette Doss with Psalm 51 Ministries at psalm50.1 on the web. We'll be back right after this on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect.
Colette Doss, she is with Psalm 51 Ministries. The website is Psalm 50, spelled out, psalm50.1 on the web. And we had mentioned, if you missed it in the first segment, the contact for the upcoming, is it a study?
Yeah, it's a 13-week study.
Okay, a 13-week study, Breaking Shackles of Shame, January 20th, 6:30 each Tuesday night for 13 weeks at Alameda Bible Church, 2nd in El Pueblo. You can email Colette at Colette at psalm50.1 and just let her know you'd like to be a part of it or ask the questions you might have. But in preparation for that, we mentioned in the first segment, go to the website at psalm50.1 and then at the top of the page, you'll see the videos, workbooks, drop down menu will appear. Go down to breaking. Actually, you start with the top of it, giving God your worst. Mm-hmm. Watch that video and then just scroll down below that, Breaking the Shackles of Shame. There's a series of videos to watch in preparation for being a part of what's happening in January. But then connect with Colette. And Colette, who are we reaching out to? Now, is this exclusively a ministry to women?
It is,
yeah,
right now. So it is specifically to women. However, we are working on developing a curriculum for men, and we're hoping by next year to have that up and available. Because this, we really focus on the lie of shame.
Yeah.
And shame being defined as if I make a mistake, I am a mistake. Or the lie that I am less than,
yeah.
And that I don't have value, which we know as Christians, we have immense value in Christ. Yeah. We are image bearers. And so that lie, of course, affects everybody.
Yeah.
Dinah, because of her work for years with women, started this ministry specifically for women. And she had a heart for, she really wanted the retreat center to be used for three specific things. One was abortion recovery retreats. Mm-hmm. One was the healing retreats that we run based off giving God your worst and breaking shackles of shame. And the third was working with trafficked women, mm-hmm. Which she does through Dream Center in Phoenix.
Awesome. Okay.
So those were her three passions. They're up and running for the first time this year. We've had all three retreats. And now she's wanting to expand into a men's curriculum. But her heart is to offer this curriculum free. None of our mm-hmm. services online are, do you have to pay for? You don't have to log on to access any of this.
Right.
We now have a parenting video, a parenting series, Parenting Without Shame. And I've been invited to several local ministries who Frontline Resurrection, Joy Junction, Peaceful Habitations are now using our curriculum because
oh, very good.
They're free. and I'm here to facilitate and to teach. That's part of my job. So as we go in, as we do classes, as we're working with these ministries, again, we are really focusing on teaching the tool of surrender, which seems very basic. However, in spite of the fact that I grew up in a Christian home, I was saved at a young age, I went to Christian school, mm-hmm. I realized that I really thought surrender was a one-time thing. Like, I got saved, I surrendered. I didn't realize it is really a daily practice.
Right, right. It's part of the growth in our faith is, is fine. Okay, all right, now I've got that down. I've surrendered that. Now I'm going to continue to surrender that and surrender more.
Yes.
And, you know, yeah, if you could do it all, you know, right up front, good on you. you know, back to, now this is an invite for women for this January 20th. Yes. And as we mentioned in the first segment, when you went through the curriculum, you went through as a mom thinking, I'm going to find something for my kids. But really, you come to find out I needed to go through this, you said.
Yes.
And then walk the kids through it. So not even the kids really would be part of this curriculum on January 20th. This is for ladies to attend. Okay.
Yes.
January 20th, it's 6:30. To 8 o'clock Tuesday night, starting January 20th. It's a 13-week course happening at Alameda Bible Church, 2nd in El Pueblo. And again, the email address to reach out to Colette to be a part of that is Colette, C-O-L-E-T-T-E, at psalm50.1 on the web. And I interrupted. I kind of want to go back because I know there's probably more to share about the curriculum as people prepare. And even the Parenting Without Shame that you mentioned is one of the videos that – those that are going on the website at Psalm 50.1 will find. But let's press on with a more of a tease on what's going to happen in this 13 weeks.
Right. So one of the things we talk about are the fingerprints of shame, and there's five of them. I'm going to share a couple of them with you right now. But the first fingerprint that we talk about is the fingerprint of comparison. And I was recently able to share this at a luncheon that I was attending. And I said, you know, as we as women come into a function, typically we immediately look around. We see what everyone's wearing. We see what their hair looks like, what their makeup looks like. And we immediately start comparing. And we think, oh, I wish I was as put together as that person. Or I wish I could fill in the blank that person does. And we make these immediate decisions about that person based off, we don't even know them, but just based off of the appearance that they portray. And then we start comparing, and 9 times out of 10, we come out behind. We just assume that these people are better than we are. And that is an outworking of shame. Because that is the lie that I am less than everyone around me. And one of the insidious things about shame is that it keeps our focus on ourselves. It doesn't seem like that. It seems like, well, I keep beating myself up, so I'm not really, this isn't really selfish, right? I keep putting myself down. But what it's doing is keeping us completely self-focused instead of God-focused. Mm. And so our foundation is really based on what we think about ourselves. And you can just see as you compare yourself with other people and you make the decision that you are less than, you are reinforcing that lie of shame.
What a great amount of encouragement. I know, ladies, you're going to find when you take part in this. And again, it's Breaking Shackles of Shame, January 20th. That 13-week study starts at Alameda Bible Church, 6:30 each Tuesday night, 2nd in El Pueblo. Any more to share on the curriculum?
Well, let me just share one more fingerprint,
but
you'll have to come to class to hear the rest of them. But
and I'm sure even on the comparison that you mentioned, it's going to be, you know, much more in depth.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just barely touching the surface here. But another key area that we struggle with when we're struggling with shame is contempt. And when we, and this plays in with comparison, because what we're doing when we compare other people and we assume that they're so much better than we are showing contempt towards ourselves, right? But if you run into somebody who has a very big struggle with contempt towards everyone around them, that is typically an outworking of shame, because they are feeling so less than that in order to deal with the pain of that feeling like they are a mistake, they start putting down everyone around them and just pouring contempt around on everybody who is around them to disassociate from the pain that they're experiencing of truly believing that they have no value.
All right. One thing I might ask too is for those, I'm going to actually, as I think through this, mm-hmm. I'm thinking someone's hearing this. Oh, you know who I know who needs to sign up for this, right?
Yes.
And the truth is they probably need to as well,
yes.
even if they don't recognize it. Mm-hmm. But maybe encourage the ladies, right? If they're hearing this and thinking of that other person, mm-hmm. Well, maybe sign up for it yourself and maybe go through it yourself. And then have you ever seen that where someone has signed up for it and thinking of someone else, but go with them?
Yes. Yes. And I think that's so valuable. Bring somebody with you. You know, this material is for people who are struggling with shame, but it is also for anybody who's interested in ministering to women in the church, ministering to women, your next door neighbor. If you are struggling and feel like you don't have the tools to reach out, this material is fabulous because it equips the average woman, like I said, to really interact and step into someone's life who's hurting instead of our typical reaction, which is to step away mm-hmm. because we don't feel equipped and we don't really know what to say. So I highly encourage anybody, maybe you recognized yourself, maybe you recognize this for somebody else, but if you have a heart for ministering to those around you, this is definitely a curriculum for you.
All right. Well, listen, before I close this out here, I do want to throw it back to you because I don't want you to leave. And, well, what I wanted to is there anything left you want to make sure to mention before we wrap it up?
Well, I have been invited into several ministries and local ministries in the area. I mentioned those and I love that. I've loved working with them, but I really have a heart for the church. Mm-hmm. And my heart is to train women so that they can go to their local church and they can start teaching this material in the local church and they can start discipling one-on-one, maybe small groups. But my heart is to replicate as many women as possible to do what I'm doing.
Doing that Jesus method, you're discipling.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, Colette Dott's been our guest, local representative for Psalm 51 Ministry, and the website is psalm50.one. You can email Colette, ladies, to be part of that January 20th study. Colette, C-O-L-E-T-T-E, at psalm50.one. And again, the Breaking Shackles of Shame workshop is getting underway January 20th. That's Tuesday night, and will be 13 weeks on a Tuesday night, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Alameda Bible Church at 2nd and El Pueblo. Colette, thanks so much for your time, and we look forward to just reminding the listeners about this event and encouraging them to connect. I love the idea of those who need this, that are like, I need this,
mm-hmm.
me.
Yes.
And to bring someone with you. But I love the idea too then of taking this information, the truth that they're going to learn back to their circle of influence,
yes.
Hopefully at their ministry or their church. So thanks again. Appreciate you, Dinah, and the whole team at Psalm 51. What a blessing it is. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.